Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you very much for coming. Anyone who doesn't know me, I am Dr. Wendy Mistretta, WendyMistretta. And as many of us, I wear many hats. So I have two kids at City Honors. I have a junior and a senior. So I am here as an interested parent. My kids don't play, so I'm going to let those who know more about the team speak more, but I am also president of the District Parent Coordinating Council. So this is larger than one school. This is even larger than the three schools that play. This is a larger issue of equity and access for our kids. One of the roles, a huge role for parents, of course, is teaching our kids how to make good choices. We also teach them that when you make a mistake, mistakes happen. It's okay to own the mistake and make a different choice. So we believe that the district has made a mistake not scheduling unified basketball this year. And I think all of us from wherever we're coming from are in agreement that we want them to make a different choice. There's still time to schedule this season in support of our kids. And I'm going to let Ed speak next.
Hello, Edward Spiedel, S-P-E-I-D-E-L. I'm a parent of a special needs child at Olmsted's. I got a phone call last week asking me to help with Unified Sports. The athletes were expecting to play, and all of a sudden the district said they wouldn't. I reached out to the board president. The board president reached out to Dr. Cash's office. Dr. Cash refused to call me. He had Kim Hosinger call me and Owens call me, and they told me we weren't going to have sports. My challenge is the district talks about equality, and there's no equality when you let a general ed student play basketball and you don't let a special ed kid play. It's embarrassing and it's insulting, and we can't stand for it. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Jim Bartram. I'm a unified coach. I'm also a teacher at Olmsted. And I'm just going to tell you a little bit about unified sports. One of the goals of unified sports is to bring students with and without disabilities together to play a meaningful athletic contest. We in the city of Buffalo have been playing basketball now for, so this would be, if it wasn't for the pandemic, would have been our fifth year. We also have bowling, and just to see the hallways, the students together, when they have their uniform on and they're playing and all the other kids are talking to them about the game and how everybody at the school comes together. After a while, it's no longer students with disabilities and students without disabilities. It's just a bunch of kids. I was at a bowling tournament the year before, but and I had a parent come up to me and ask me, so which one are the students with disabilities? And that was one of the most rewarding things I had ever heard, because it just becomes a bunch of kids after a while. These kids just want to compete. They want to compete just like the students who are typical students. So that's all we're asking for, is to get together, make this thing work so that all the kids can play. Because that's what we want. We just all the kids play so everybody has equality. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Hi everyone, my name is Jamie Keller. I am a special education teacher at City Honors. I've been there for 7 years. So I was there when Kate Johnson started the program in our building. And all I can say really is to see your kids develop and build and foster relationships with people who do not have disabilities, it is an amazing experience. You see the camaraderie of everybody bundling together in the hallways, lifting up everyone's spirits. I know that the pandemic has caused, you know, a different result for those kids and even our families, but this is the time for us to get together with them and build that back up, have that bridge come together and let the kids play. That's all we want. We just want the kids to play, and they want to play and be on the court. And what we're looking forward to is having a successful season and being able to have those kids really develop those relationships again after a year long of not being able to do that. I think that's what they miss. They miss that the social emotional learning piece, and we really need to help them by supporting this petition and getting the kids back on the court. So thank you so much for being here.
My name is Philip Marcello. My name is Philip Marcello, and I'm a senior at Olmsted High School. And I think this has kind of actually for me been really disheartening as someone who's been around unified sports. I was lucky enough to participate and help out with our bowling team, and I was always around the basketball team when they'd be practicing around springtime, and seeing what it means to the kids and how it really brings together an entire school, grade through grade, like as a whole group, as a whole people, as athletes, and as a community. Particularly, I like the story of 2 or 3 years ago, our unified team actually made quite a good run of it, and everyone, I just talking around, posting about social media about these teams and about how cool it is to see all these kids get the chance to play like this, and seeing it not be able to happen this year is unfair, to say the very least. I played basketball this year, varsity, and it ran smoothly, it ran fine, and I do not understand why we are keeping these opportunities for all these kids away from them. It really doesn't, for me, make any sense, and something that I'd really like to be changed. Oh, it's Marcello.
Hello, my name is Manley from Federal Law Olmsted. I just want to say I want to talk about unified sports. I want to say that playing for unified sports has changed my life, and for other kids I play with from Olmsted. And I'll be sad that Unified Sports will be closed for this season, because playing for Unified will be been the best year of my life. And there's some other kids like me who understands how I feel about playing for Unified Sports, like Unified Basketball, Unified Bowling, other sports. Other kids would not have the privilege like I do to play. And I've been playing Unified Basketball for 2 years, and I only played Unified Bowling for 1 year. And kids like me, like, I have autism, and there's other kids like me that have the same thing too, like neurodiversity. Like, I play with so many other kids like me to give them experience what it's like to play the sport of basketball. Like, I know that Unified isn't like varsity or JV, but it's something special. It's something that gives kids the opportunity to play just like the varsity and JV team. We can all like play the same game, but it doesn't mean we have to like show the mean like the game of basketball or any sport at all to other kids through anything. Like, I speak from, but I love Unified. I don't want to close because like one of my coaches, Coach Bartram, in my first year, he introduced me to Unified Basketball because I got cut from the JV team, but it really changed my life, so don't want it to close.
Spell your name.
Nasir, Nasar, but you can say Nas.
Your last name?
Bentley.
Bentley.
B-E-N-T-L-U-R.
What year are you in now?
I'm in 2021, senior, class of 2021.
Olmsted?
Yeah.
Hi there. My name is Lisa Laske, L-A-S-K-E. I am a special education teacher at Olmsted High School. And Nas is a tough act to follow, and so is Philip. But I'm going to try to explain to you what it's like to teach students about this issue. 2021 has been a difficult year for everyone. The social issues have abounded. To try to explain it to my students has been a big challenge. But we've managed, and they understand, probably more than anyone here, certainly more than myself, the difference between right and wrong. They understand that this is wrong. And they ask why. And quite honestly, I have no answer. I wish I could give them a simple answer that makes sense. But nothing makes sense to me, so I can't make it make sense to them. So I urge the board, as Dr. Mastretta said, to change your mind. One of our classroom rules is you make a mistake, you fix it, you move on. That's all we're asking. It's a mistake. Please fix it so that our students can participate. Thank you.
I can't follow up after that, but I just want to really thank you all for coming and thank all of our supporters. Last I checked, the petition that was started has gathered more than 1,100 signatures. So we know we have widespread support, and we're hearing that we have some support on the board. They're the ones, you know, first and foremost, we'd like the district to change their mind, but if not, we'd like the board to help them change their mind as quickly as possible. There's still time. We know that there's still time to make this happen. And I think we have one more thing to say.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.